This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. There are not many signs that Colorado's booming housing market will slow anytime soon. Elizabeth Martinez with Porchlight Real Estate Group calls it piranha season, where people fight over homes in bidding wars. She says rising interest rates so far this year means people have been in a mad dash to buy a home before it costs even more.
We've had crazy appreciation for the last couple months, and we're seeing our seasonal shift right now, and we usually see that in June.
Martinez says it's hard to tell what the future of the state's housing market may look like. The median price of a home in Colorado is about $550,000. A bill to ban flavored tobacco products like menthol-flavored cigarettes is moving through the state Senate. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Store owner Amanda Wheeler told lawmakers that companies selling flavored vapor products generate big tax revenues for the state.
Our locally owned businesses provide 2,370 jobs in Colorado. In 2021, vapor businesses paid over $126 million in wages and over $85 million in state and federal taxes.
But University of California at San Francisco tobacco researcher Stanton Glantz says the ban would save Coloradans money.
We've estimated just a 1% reduction in cigarette smoking would save the state $46.3 million the following year in Medicaid costs.
The Finance Committee advanced the bill 4-1, but to go through the full Senate, it has to pass before the session ends Wednesday. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR and KRCC. Thank you for joining us. It is 12:05. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now. Denver and Colorado Springs are having sunny days with highs in the mid to upper 70s.